بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يحسب أن لم يره أحد. This ayat we did yesterday also, but just a bit more explanation so that inshallah the reality of this can dawn within us and we can realize the reality of it, not just a superficial knowledge of it, but the actual reality that Allah Ta'ala is watching us all the time. For that, it is narrated that one sheikh in his khanqah told all his murids to go and slaughter a fowl in such a place where nobody can see that person. So they all went, slaughtered their fowls wherever they hid away, but one of the murids came back with the live fowl. The sheikh told him, "Are you so useless that you couldn't even find a place where nobody watches you?" He said, "Wherever I went, I found that Allah is watching me." So he said, "That is what I wanted to create in you, the reality and the realization that wherever we are, whatever we do, Allah Ta'ala is watching us. And if this comes into us really within our hearts, then this is more than enough to change our lives also and to live our lives in conformity with the laws of Allah Ta'ala." Similarly, another incident is mentioned that a father took his son with him to go and steal somewhere, to go and rob somewhere, to go and steal somewhere. And he told the son to keep an eye, kept him at a little distance. And when he noticed that anyone is around, then he should call out and shout to the father or whistle or whatever it might be, give him a sign that there is somebody and that now it is time to escape and to run away from here. The father hardly went and then he whistled already and they immediately ran away. Then the father afterwards told him that "I didn't see anyone there whatsoever, no police, no any person. Why did you have to make the sign?" He says, "Allah was watching." And this became the cause of change for the father also, that Allah is watching us everywhere. So this is a very important basic belief that we have to have, that must be ingrained within us. Unfortunately, as we all have just made Fajr now, how many of us really felt that Allah is watching me? Our thoughts also just ran wild everywhere. And the darja of ihsan, that is to worship Allah Ta'ala in such a way that we are seeing Allah Ta'ala, and if we can't achieve that stage, then at least we realize Allah is watching me. All our namazes, we just made namaz now, how much have we got in our consciousness that Allah is watching me? And this does not just happen, but an effort is required for it. Then this reality dawns within a person that whatever he does, whatever he says, Allah Ta'ala is watching him. And also, it is important that we don't just take this in the negative form, that when we commit guna that Allah is watching us. But we should have the positive also. For example, we all got up for Fajr now. Whoever Allah gave tawfiq of tahajjud, he got up for tahajjud also. During these Mubarak days, whoever has kept roza, made sahri also. So that also we should think, Allah is watching me, that my sleep is dear to me. And Allah is watching me, that I'm getting up to please Him. The water might have been cold, and we made wudu with that cold water. Allah is watching me, that for His pleasure, I'm making this wudu even with cold water. I'm getting up, etc. So even in the positive sense, we should keep that also in mind. And the correct way is that both things must be there. Iman lies between al-imanu bayn al-khawfi wal-raja, between the fear of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah will punish me if I do wrong, and between the hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. So that also we should keep in mind. There are various situations which have got various solutions to them. Today when sin is predominant and we are all getting involved in sin in different ways, then the fear of Allah, we should keep this, Allah is watching me, Allah can punish me. But if a person goes in a state of despondency, depression, and he just thinks that what what will happen to me, I'll definitely be punished in the qabr on the day of Qiyamah, then he should look at the hope and have hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. That whatever Allah gave me tawfiq, Allah will definitely accept it also. Allah will have great mercy upon me also. So in this way, no despondency will come in a person, and neither will any pride come in a person also. So both these things we should try and keep in mind, but we have to work towards bringing the consciousness, what we call Allah consciousness, Allah fearing, having hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. This is very, very important, and this will guide a person towards righteousness. And we should not forget these Mubarak days that we are in, where a lot of ibadat is also required, and no other days is the ibadat of Allah loved so much as it is loved during these days. So during these days we should try and make as much ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. And one of the greatest ibadat during these days that we have been taught is to read the third kalima. We should try and read the third kalima, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. We should try and read this till there in quite a bit of abundance. Also, we should try and read Allahu Akbar in great abundance during these days. Allah loves us very greatly, so much so that not even jihad in the path of Allah Ta'ala. When a sahabi inquired and the mind, the frame of mind was such that they knew jihad is the greatest ibadah. And they were surprised that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that not even jihad is so great during these days as the ibadah of Allah Ta'ala. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, yes, not even jihad. Unless the person goes with his life and his wealth, himself he goes with his own money and he returns with none. In other words, he spends all his money in the jihad and he becomes shaheed also in jihad. So the ibadah during these days, and so easy. Jihad is a very great ibadah, but just to read third kalima is nothing difficult. All of us can do it. And if Allah gives tawfiq, again with that consciousness that Allah is watching me, I'm reading this kalima, and the reality of these words which have got great, great details in it, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. May Allah give us tawfiq to appreciate these great days. And as it comes in the hadith, on no other days does Allah love his ibadat as much as during these days. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana.